Let's go to the parking, or camp and park fee issue that we held over.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Deputy Secretary with the Game Fish and Parks. Just wanted to start the discussion off this morning regarding kind of where we left off, and that was looking at alternatives or considerations to tent-only non-electric sites, a flat rate for the statewide tent-only non-electric sites in our park and rec areas. So we have crunched some numbers, and we're looking at some different rates per se. We threw in $10 flat rates. We threw in $15 flat rates. That would include all tent sites that have no electricity to them, and came up with some projected loss based on the reduction in price at those different rates. So with CSP, we have about 6,700 nights of tent-only non-electric. And at the average price of those is essentially around $18. Some are $19, some are $17 currently, based on location of those tent sites. So if we had a $15 flat rate across the state, that would be about a $3 reduction, and that would look at a projected loss at about $20,100. If we looked at non-CSP tent sites, non-electric tent sites, we'd be projected to lose about $8,700. We have about 4,350 non-electric tent sites statewide, and those average prices right now run about $17 a night. Some are $11, some are $13, but proportionately, most of these are in our prime campgrounds. Again, about 54% of our campgrounds in South Dakota are considered prime. They're the higher rate campgrounds across the board. So if I can turn you to the action sheet Willie just handed out, really what we need to talk, well, there's a couple things. We have two, three, and four to talk about, but I'm going to go down to number four. It would be a flat rate of $15, what the department would recommend, or I guess what we could consider for discussion purposes, to see once if that fits into the wishes of the commission, and we can definitely have a discussion on that number four on those on your action sheet in front of you today.
Discussion. Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp, I think it makes sense. I don't like to do anything at a loss, but at the same time, I think when you're looking at in our current rate environment with our proposed fee increase, I think holding our tent-only non-electrical campsites at a flat rate of $15 across the board still maintains the fact that camping in our state parks is affordable, doable for any family, and we are keeping that rate at a very low, affordable entry point into our state parks to camp. So I think it keeps us in the tradition of wanting everybody to be able to afford to participate. And if you want to step up your expectation of service, the costs go up accordingly. So I think this is a good proposal and makes sense.
Other comments, questions? We'll need a motion to approve the proposal.
Mr. Chairman, before we do that, can we just run through, we have a couple more items on the proposal sheet. Number one is that entire fee package that we talked about yesterday. We did include number four there, as we talked about just recently. We do have items number two and three on that action sheet, one being the group rate for Mina Lake. Currently it's $205. We want to reduce that down to $150 is a modern cabin. So remove group lodge designation for Mina Lake, which is currently $205, and designate that at a modern cabin as $150. So it would be a reduction of, about $55 there. And the reason being is we're not getting the use of that Mina Lake group lodge as we'd like to see. And we think it could be related to that price point there of $205. So we want to just lower that and streamline that with the rest of our modern cabins that we're currently charging. Is there any questions on number two before I jump into number three? And number three is increase the fee from $10 to $15 for each day a vehicle is in a park and does not display a valid park entrance license. This is what we call the unattended fee. So when we have a car that comes into our park and fails to purchase a daily pass or fails to have annual park pass on their window, the first thing our staff does is essentially tries to find that individual and offers the opportunity for them to pay at this rate $10 before we write them a ticket. It's an unattended. We'd like to increase that fee to $15 of those unattendants because we are increasing the daily park pass to $8. So we want there to be more of a difference for folks that are failing to pay. There are situations where folks refuse to pay, and then we'd write them a citation at that point for not having the proper entry license inside our park areas. So this unattended fee, we'd ask to go from $10 to $15. And Willie might have some numbers here on the number of unattendeds. We wrote last year, right around 2,118 is the unattended number we wrote last year. So, you know, it's not going to generate a ton of revenue, but it is going to make that price difference greater between just buying a daily pass for $8 if that proposal is finalized next month to making sure there's a $7 difference there instead of a $2. Any questions on the unattended?
Questions? Discussion? Doesn't look like it. So we now need a motion. Excuse me. We need a motion to approve the proposal.
So moved.
Any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Jensen. Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Phillips here. I think our parks are great places. I think they're still great bargains. I think though these modest fee proposals are justified, I think they're still a really good bargain to go to our park and enjoy what we have there. We've got great places. I support these fee increases, and I think they're very well justified.
Any other comments?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, John.
Point of clarification, John Cotilling, staff attorney. If you recall yesterday, the commission adopted resolution 19-22, which talked about R3 efforts and that we would be, you as a commission would consider the R3 efforts when making changes to regulations. So I didn't know if you wanted to start articulating that on record this commission meeting or start implementing it in the next meeting.
Well, what are the wishes of the commission? This next meeting? We'll start next meeting.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any more discussion on this motion? All right, none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.